Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, this is a 9:06 on this Tuesday, June 16th. If you just joined the show, we've had a lot of fun, been very busy. We had Miss Arkansas on, the new Miss Arkansas, Ava Weeks, 21-year-old out of Conway, OBU Way. She was outstanding. We'll let Christian post that later today. She will be competing in the Miss America pageant. This is a tradition we've had for, as long as I've been doing the show, 22 years, I guess, 21, 22 years. So that's always a lot of fun. We were her, the first radio show that she had done. She's done the TV, Roger, and we were the first. We're always honored about that. Also, John Daly was great today. You can check him out. Christian will be posting that, talking about his son and his commercials with Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, you know, Daly's so off the chart. Thanks to Honda of Russellville. Of course, we had Rick Schaefer, sponsored by Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine. So, and, of course, a Family Feud brought to you by Southern Bank. We can't do it without all of our great sponsors. So, we're appreciative there. We'll be back in studio tomorrow. Trey Reed will be back after 2 weeks in Mexico.
Mexico. That's his verse.
And if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. I had Roland Pennington in, which was great.
What a super guy.
Longtime friend of the show and us, Rebecca Tenille joins us. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Rebecca is with JPJ Consulting. Our good friend Jordan Johnson as well. Y'all are new neighbors.
We are.
Next door.
We can sneak through a little fence.
Yeah. What's the name of the building?
I don't know.
Most people know it's Brave New.
Right.
Pascal's over there, too.
Well, our offices used to be over there.
I forgot about that, yeah, Roger. Sure did. I was telling Roger, you know, that Brave News has been over there 20-something years, and it's outstanding. Really good quality. But you guys moved over there. You were downtown.
We were downtown. We were in the River Market, and the River Market's about to go under construction and the Clinton Center, and we just thought,
is that right?
The
River Market needs a redo.
Oh,
it needs a redo. I was the first person to move into the River Market to go to that. I was in the Toughnut building. Mm-hmm. So I lived down there. And so it still has great potential. We just gotta get some good tenants in there. Mm-hmm. Gotta clean some things up and manage it better. But it has great potential. North Little Rock's doing a great job on their side of the river.
I agree. And back to Brave New, not that they're my client, but they have their BLT right now with Arkansas tomatoes.
Is that right, Roger?
Nice. We talked about that.
Did you, about BLTs. Did you hear that we're going to 5 restaurants that have been open 100 years apiece, over 100 years? Yeah,
I did hear that. And the only one I had heard of was the barbecue place.
Jones?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a Beard.
Is that Mariana?
Yeah, James L. Beard winner. It's funny. We've heard some people say, you know, it's hype, you know, so we'll see. Lassus Inn, did we find out the Lassus Inn was open or closed?
No, they said it was closed yesterday, but I didn't confirm it.
So I have been there one time with Rex Nelson because he made me.
Yeah, we're going to have Rex on tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I look forward to having Rex in, and Rex is going to tee us up on all those. And so for those that don't know, some of the clients that you represent, that you guys represent?
We work with the Clinton Foundation, with Easton, with 3M, with Timex. I'm just trying to think of, we worked with Argenta Community Theater. We have local clients, and we have clients who we represent here in Arkansas who are elsewhere, like 3M and Timex. So.
And, of course, Jordan works closely with the foundation. That's the Clinton Foundation. And we always hear from you from the Clinton Library. Hey, come down, and we book readings and different things. Are people happy? Everybody, Clinton's happy with the library?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, Stephanie Street. You know, we love Stephanie.
We love Stephanie.
Yeah, she's great.
I think she's going to go to the Obama Library opening. So we're all a little bit jealous right now because I want to see it.
It's not completed though, is it?
I believe it is.
Yeah,
it's a strange looking building.
It's vertical.
This is just the opposite down here.
Yeah.
Tenant's still good. You guys have new things on the horizon, or I say y'all? Do they have?
Yes. A lot of great things on the horizon, but I did want to plug, thank you for the opportunity, that we've got a free day on Sunday in honor of Juneteenth, which is actually Friday. And I want to recognize our sponsor because I know y'all know how to do that.
Yeah.
The Platinum Drywall has sponsored the free day in celebration of Juneteenth on Sunday. So from 1 to 5, just walk in.
That's Father's Day.
It is Father's
Day. As well, yeah.
Do you know the Juneteenth story with me? Have you heard about that?
So
Muskie Harris asked me if I would be willing to volunteer for Juneteenth at War Memorial. Just having food vendors, whatever you want me to do, Musk, I'd be glad to do it. We also asked Rex Nelson to do the same and Heather Baker. So everybody just said, yeah, sure, whatever Musk.
If that ain't white bread,
The ad comes out for Juneteenth, 2021, and it's three white crackers, if you will, all three of us, Lily White, and it went nuts. It went viral. National comedians were taking shots at it, and I was getting ugly. You idiots, what kind of people do you think? Yeah, we just said yes to volunteering. If we say no, we're racist. True. If we say yes, right? Anyway, it was a funny thing. I hate it for Muskie that he went through that thing. But
sure.
He
meant no ill will. Yeah.
Nobody had ill will.
Well, I think nobody approved the somebody probably could have looked at it. It's always a good lesson. Yeah. Get a couple other eyeballs usually on something and say, hey, does this look right? Because the ad was fine, but it was missing something. Let me tell you, the black national comedians were absolutely hilarious. I would go, literally, there were multiple million people just taking shots and being funny at my expense, and Rex and all that, just hating on me. And I've been through that with the Me Too. You know, we got in trouble with the Bay Bracket, so been there, done that. Doesn't bother me, but it was some great content. Anyway, so the Juneteenth is on the same day as Father's Day.
No, it's the 19th, you said.
No, you're well, just doing the free day Sunday. Is Sunday the 21st.
Correct.
And Father's Day is the 21st. Correct. Juneteenth is Friday.
The 19th, yeah.
Yeah. You have a young guest with you.
Yes.
Caitlin Carmichael. Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
So, Roger, this is an example of a young person who is making things happen at an early age. You were 18?
Yes.
Okay, just graduated from Cabot High School?
Yes, sir.
Getting ready to attend the U of A?
Yes, sir, Whoopig.
Okay, are you doing, have you already got where you live in? Are you doing the Greek life thing or no?
Not doing Greek life, but I am living in the Cardinal. So that's
okay,
fun.
The Cardinal.
Yes.
See, the Cardinal wasn't around when I was there, so I don't know what that is. That must be a real fancy new place.
Oh, it's pretty nice.
On campus?
Yes, sir.
Is it near Bud Walton?
I'm not real oriented with my directions up there quite yet, but I'll let you know.
So what's fascinating, she's 18, she's getting ready to go to college, but she's doing an internship with Rebecca. And so I think that's fascinating that you think, first of all, you're running a business. And
right.
You can let an 18-year-old come in and be an intern. Usually you get college students to do this. So why is Caitlin getting this opportunity?
You know, and it is very unusual. We normally like to have, students who have had a year or two under their belt at college. But through mutual friends, I met Caitlin, and she was so impressive and so mature. And, y'all, she is such an old soul. She went to go see Kansas perform.
Wow. On this show, that gets you this right here. That gets you this.
I'm honored.
So that obviously had to come from your parents.
Yes.
Your parents raised you sort of to, in a way that you're an old soul.
Yes, sir.
Now, your dad's a police officer?
Yes.
And he's the chief?
Yes. He's the chief of police at Camp Robinson right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. And your mom?
My mom is the science coordinator at the North Little Rock School District.
So you have a scientist as a mom and a police chief as a dad.
Yes, that's interesting
chemistry really there.
It helps for DNA.
What are you studying at Arkansas?
Right now, I have it as communications, which, I guess that makes sense. And then I think I'm probably going to double major and do right now they have a journalism PR sort of major, and I think that sounds pretty interesting, so I'd like to try that out.
You came out of the Cabot school system. Cabot's a great, Cabot's almost like a small college. I don't know what the student population is. What is your graduating class? How big was it?
I think it was around 750. Yeah. It's pretty big.
Yeah. I think there are very few schools. I'm sure Benton and Bryant and Conway and maybe Fayetteville or Bentonville are those ones that are 700 to 1,000. I mean, it's so crazy. One of these days you'll look back in your annual and you're not going to know half the three-fourths of the people in there.
Sir, I don't know them now.
Yeah.
Sir, yeah.
What'd you have, Roger, at Hot Springs High?
I don't remember.
I had 450 at Panama City. What about you, Christian, Desart?
If I would have graduated?
Yes.
What would have been my class?
Yeah, what was it? 100, 150, 200?
No. We would have had, maybe 28, 30. something like that.
Is that not remarkable, Caitlin, the comparison? He would. There's some of the smaller schools, which there's much more value in being able to connect and know everybody. But you're like,
and he didn't know half of them.
Yeah, you're basically like a small college. But good education. Cabot's
it's
great community.
I love it. I can't speak enough good about it. I love Cabot.
Yeah, and so you got a boyfriend? You're leaving the boyfriend here? Are you going up to school? Or is he going up there too?
It's a difficult question right now.
Okay, good. Don't answer. Very good. Listen, she's already a trained professional.
See how good she is.
And so are you excited about the opportunities at JPJ Consulting?
Yes, I'm very excited. I love it so far. It's like dream work environment. Everyone's so fun, and they feed me great. Also.
This is how, I'm just telling you, young people, this is how you make things work in your life, make things happen. You do such a good job that at 18, that here's Rebecca, who's very well respected in this community, would be willing to let you intern, you know, and you said it's a goal of you as a professional to help young women.
I do. I love mentoring young women. And I've always said that at my funeral, I want them to have like a special little place, in the pews, because I really, and I'm maternal by nature. And so I'm good at it. And so I want to encourage other people to really consider internships, because it does just give them such a leg up.
You bet.
It really does.
You will meet people this summer. You'll learn things that will probably may guarantee you a job before you even get out of college. And, you know, there's nothing bad with going and working other places, but it just also, if you do, and obviously you were so impressive that you impressed Rebecca to go, wow, I'm willing to bring in an 18-year-old out of high school in a very high profile. I mean, they're dealing with high profile million-dollar clients. So that's a compliment to you.
I'm very honored. Yeah, very blessed. Yeah.
So what do you do besides trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life by the time of you're 18 years old? What do you do for fun? You like old school music, like Kansas? And
Yes. I actually have a radio in my room. I listen to it pretty often, and I have a whole stack of CDs and cassettes and vinyls.
All kind of music. All different genres, decades, different things.
Yes, sir. Definitely a tribute to my dad. But I like going to record stores and like looking for those.
Oh wow, very cool.
Flea markets, yeah.
Any favorites? Any cool vinyl that you have of old school?
Ooh,
how far do you go back? Do you do Beatles? Do you do?
I really like the Beatles. I think the farthest I go back is probably Alice? 30s, 40s.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Wow, Roger's a big 30s, 40s guy.
I love Glenn Miller.
He can sing. Roger can
Glenn
sing.
Miller's good.
Yeah. Roger can sing.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Roger can sing any a song from any decade.
I really can. I can. And
you go jazz hands,
I can hum any of it. Do you know that that music in those 40s, I think, is so old now that they took that channel off of a satellite radio? None of them are still alive.
I think it did.
I don't think
so. What about current performers? Do you like current performers? You like country, rock? What do you like currently?
You know, when it comes to country, I really like Tyler Childers.
Okay.
I think he's really unique.
Do you like Taylor Swift and all that kind of stuff, or no?
You know, I think I liked Taylor Swift a couple of years ago more than I do now.
Yeah, I got
you.
Are you digging this, what Roger's playing?
Yeah.
Little string of pearls.
Oh, yes, nice.
Look at Roger.
Listen, this music came on at 6 o'clock in the morning down in Hot Springs, Arkansas on KBHS radio. This was the music that you'd hear, and they'd say, up next, your school lunch menu. And they would give us our menu.
I can see Roger wearing a tux in the 1940s walking into the dance hall.
Yeah, it's just like in...
it's kind of Shining-esque.
Yes. Huh?
Exactly, where it would be, you've always been here, sir.
Yeah. What about... Yeah, that's right. Wow, the fact that she just went Shining.
You sure did.
Now, Christian is only 29. Ooh. Christian is an old soul as well. He'll say something like, wait a minute, you should not know that at 29. You know, you should not know that.
I think he's from
What do you like future. To do for fun besides listening to music? Do you?
Well, that's another one, movies. I love
you
going
love movies?
To see movies.
Okay. You know, movies is not the same as it used to be. People aren't going to the theaters quite as much now.
We're going back.
Streaming.
Yeah. We're back.
Yeah, but
that's why we watch old movies.
You don't have as many movies coming out like you used to be.
They're not.
That's right, I think.
It's not every single weekend.
Yeah.
But movies are doing well this year.
Yeah, especially I saw, this March is the best they've done in the movie industry with people coming to see them since before the pandemic. So that's really exciting. Yeah.
Obsession and Backrooms did really well.
Yeah.
By the way, too.
Obsession was great. I love that movie.
If you just tuned in, we have a Rebecca Tenille, who is with JPJ Consulting, which is right next door to us here at The Buzz, and Caitlin Carmichael, of course, and Jordan Johnson, my good friend of many, many years, and his wife, Angie. You know, mm-hmm. Jordan was just a young kid when I first met him. He was in high school. That just didn't date wow. me. I know. Yeah. But just
he was hustling then. I think he was hustling in pre-K.
Such a great guy in the community. And just out of curiosity, because you're 18, how do you get your news? What platform, what social media platform do you find information, which you spend most of your time on?
Well, you know, as Rebecca and y'all have said frequently, I am an old soul, so I do listen to the radio.
Okay, we like that. We like that. We have a 100-story tall tower out at Chenal Mountain. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress.
Definitely. I listen to the news.
Which where do you say you listen to the news?
NPR,
okay.
Usually.
Okay. NPR, yeah. NPR's great.
Yeah. And then Apple News. I did get Apple News Plus a couple of weeks ago for this job. I thought it would be a good investment.
Very nice. I like it. So you read a lot on Apple News. Do you spend time? Do you get caught up? A lot of young people your age spend a lot of time on social media. Do you do TikTok and all those, or do you just try to stay away from that?
I do. You know, I'm a fall to it. But, you know, I do try and, you know, involve myself in, you know, current politics and the happenings of the world. So.
Yeah, you're growing up in a really challenging.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I'm not envious of you or your generation and even being a parent in this. Because when Roger and I were around, we had three channels on TV.
We didn't count PBS, and they're mad about it.
We did not have computers, you know. We I mean, think about that. So now, you know, we went outside and had to interact with each other. No screen, and so it's a whole generation of that's growing up completely different. Right. But you sound like you're really well. You know, you're grounded.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to give credit to your parents for that.
I appreciate that.
You tell me siblings already.
I have one brother. He's older than me.
He's older than you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he smarter than you?
Oh.
Okay, I hate to, listen, I know the answer on this, and we'll let you go after this because I know you have to go make money. I would guess, Roger, that your GPA was 4.0.
Something like that. Yes,
and I would say you scored over 30 in the ACT.
Ooh.
No?
See, and that's why I had to make up for everything.
You're not a great tester. Okay,
no,
that's okay.
Sir, no,
you know
sir.
What?
You
welcome.
Found my flaw. You
welcome,
found my hemorrhage.
Welcome to my world. All right, that was it. I said, it's okay. I think you're going to throw out a 35 ACT. But it doesn't matter. You're 4.0 and you're working at a very great consulting group.
You'll get smarter hanging around her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, nice to meet you.
Good luck. Nice to meet you.
If you're over there, you walk over here. You might, you and Roger want to sing some 40 songs together.
You could do it.
Yeah. Y'all are actually both vocalists.
Don't put me on the spot
can
now.
Can you sing?
I did do theater in high school, but yeah.
Oh, wow. You almost, when you said that.
Ooh, Christian?
Christian,
he'll do it as well.
Christian can sing too. When you almost said.
The sun will come out
tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow. That's all.
Wow, outstanding. Wow. I almost.
Well, you know what? Just give them a little.
And I thought for a minute there, can you do a British accent?
I do a British accent.
Can you?
I can.
I knew it. When you said that a second ago, I thought, did I feel, and you said you just stage? We'll save that for another time.
All right.
No, we just can't.
Good.
We can't make you play. Lay out all your cards.
Because we're getting ready to produce Morning Mayhem's Wicked.
Count me in.
All right. Caitlin Carmichael, so great to meet you. Good luck this summer.
Thank you so much.
Have a great time. And Rebecca, great to have you, of
Thanks,
course.
Rebecca.
A neighbor.
Free day.
Free day this Sunday
at
the Clinton Library.
That's fantastic. If you haven't been, you got to go take advantage of that. It's fantastic to take anybody in your family you can.
And the way business works here at Caitlin, so what will happen now is that since I invited y'all up there, Jordan and Rebecca would invite me to lunch over at Brave New and pick up my tab. How about that?
Oh, the tomatoes there are great.
What?
The tomatoes are great, and I hate tomatoes.
I know.
They're pretty good.
BLT, that's what we're going to do. All right, thanks, y'all. Appreciate it. We'll be back in just a minute, 9:25.
Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Cabo Verde stunned Spain by tying them 0-0 in their first ever World Cup game. It is the biggest surprise of the tournament so far. Cabo Verde is ranked as the 67th best team in the world, while Spain is second. Their goalkeeper, Vozinha, was named man of the match. The 40-year-old had 7 saves. After the game, his Instagram following jumped from 50,000 to 2.5 million in the span of just hours. He's over 6 million as of this morning. Today, some heavy hitters will play. France and Senegal will play at 2, then Norway and Iraq o'clock, will play at 5. Argentina and Algeria will face off at 8. And then in the final game of the night, Austria and Jordan will play at 11. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver of the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today and maybe borderline hot. A high of 89 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear. We'll drop down to 71 and starts getting a little more humid tonight. Tomorrow will be hot and humid and breezy. A high of 93, but a heat index could get over 100 tomorrow. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Rick Schaefer and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Ed Saracen. Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai and Genesis of Conway and Kevin Hoop Scoop McPherson from Hogville.net. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Uneven tire wear, poor handling, or suspension issues costing you money? Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock has you covered with heavy-duty alignments and tough, dependable U-bolts built for hard-working trucks and equipment. Proper alignment improves tire life, fuel economy, and performance, and their quality suspension components keep your fleet safe and road-ready. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers keeps your business moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Ruger RXM 9mm on sale for $349.90, $50 savings. Ruger 10/22 Wood 22 Long Rifle on sale for $249.90, $50 savings. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Number one on this date in 1975. I wasn't even born yet.
Yes, you were.
You know, there's another song I mentioned to you yesterday that was also, and this was rock and roll, I guess, or pop, maybe. But I gave you another song that was number one, and it might have been in pop and country. I told you about a lady. Do you remember who it was?
No.
Waylon Jennings' wife.
Yeah, you missed that the other day.
I am Mary. I am Lisa. Lisa,
I'm not Lisa.
I'm not Lisa.
She was a smoke show. She wore a scarf around her hair. I remember this song. This makes me think of
my... Slowest song I've ever heard in my life.
It's a beautiful song, though. And she does a great job. with her limited ability on this. I mean, she doesn't have to do a whole lot. You just look at her. I remember this song. This is how weird things are in memory.
Yeah, I'd have turned it like 5 seconds ago.
No, you shouldn't. You should listen, honestly.
My name is Julie.
It's a sad song.
Yeah, that's why I'm out.
No.
Lisa, there you.
Now you're not going to do light.
Wow, what a depressing
this.
Song. Good Lord.
Well, she's just saying, look, you know, I'm not Lisa. Lisa left you. Hey, listen to this part.
My eyes are not blue.
Blue. Listen.
Good Lord.
But mine won't leave you.
Wow. You know that is? Wow. She's loving him.
This is a sad song.
Does a song have to be upbeat to listen to?
I do, for me. I don't want to be sad.
Oh, my, you don't have to be sad. You can be melancholy and you can listen because when I hear this song.
Like I've already got three other songs by now.
This song was on the radio in 1975 when my dad took me to the boys' club in Hot Springs to play baseball. You remember what you want to remember. It was raining. The game was canceled. He stopped off at Wendy's and bought me a hamburger.
I remember that.
Like, because, you know, you get older, you start thinking about some of the things.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And this song, listen.
Today.
This song is happy to
What's
me.
What's
it makes me think of a triple burger.
What's her name? What's her name again?
Jesse Coulter.
Jesse Coulter.
You look up Jesse Coulter.
Yeah, it sounds like a boy's name. Yeah.
Jeez. Your girlfriend's name is Jesse.
I know it is. I don't call her.
What do you call her?
Jessica. Not Jess.
Where you stay for you.
Yeah, Jesse Coulter had, again, it was that era, 70s. She wore a scarf around her head, around her hair. She was in several songs with Waylon. Waylon was her husband. Waylon Jennings is her husband. Shooter Jennings is her son.
Yes.
How you know that? What do you think? How about that? See how it comes together?
It all comes together.
That was
Pepper.
Number one in 1970. Did you say Pepper?
Yes.
1975.
Let's read some messages here, Roger.
Please do.
So first of all, from the 501, did Baz just call a yearbook an annual? LOL. What? WTH. What are you talking about? It is an annual.
That's what it was called.
you Gen Xer? No, are we Gen Xers or are they Gen Xers?
No, we're boomers.
We're boomers. Yeah. Nobody's ever heard of an annual?
Of course they
Christian.
Have. Here's something else. Here's something else that person's
right?
never heard of. A phone book. What's that?
It's more messages. Peyton and Cersei. Christian, I went to White County Central, so I know the small town school vibe. I graduated in 2016. Somebody says from grades 10 through 12 at Cabot, 2,100 students.
Wow.
So that's
more than my
that's
hometown.
700 a class.
Total.
I mean, that is 2,100 students, 10 through 12 at Cabot.
Baz won't listen to any song he can't chainsaw to.
<That's>
you
good.
Can't chainsaw
that's so
to.
Good.
No, you can't do it. Here's another one.
That's another best listener kind of. What do you call what Baz
exactly
will
right.
music? Yeah,
that's exactly
chainsaw.
Right. Here's another one. Imagine a radio combo of David and Justin Acri. It would be the most impatient radio show. I don't know about Acri's impatience. Does he have
Christian?
That?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that. I don't know that.
But yeah, Acri could handle me.
You probably call the fridge icebox. We did that forever.
Now I
say fridge for I don't know how long.
Listen, I think I call it more annuals than yearbooks.
I do too.
I call it a yearbook.
You know why I call our refrigerator the fridge? Is because when my kids were kids and I'd say it's in the icebox, I don't think they knew what that was.
Yeah.
So it was, and that's why, because of that, but icebox, that's what it was called.
A couple other ones. Where can I find the song Mexico that you guys played that's covered by Justin Moore? Loved it.
Well, it's not an official cover.
But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll get permission from Justin's team. What we could do, Christian, we could put out a static picture of Justin. With that, just say, hey, this happened in our studio or Justin on the show, whatever. As long as they approve it. I'd love to push that out just, you know, because
it's 60 seconds long.
Yeah, what we're doing, Christian, we were talking that, we see Joe Nichols all the time on social media pushing out some of his covers. I'm with you. I love that. He might have done that. You know where he might have done that? In Aspen. He might have just, remember, he just got out the guitar, and I think he did that, and I was recording it. That's off my phone, I think.
It sounds better than I would have thought.
Yeah. Here's
know.
One that's... Well,
no, Joe Nichols is all over the place. He's doing it. I saw Justin's, I think, the week after he left... after he did the Magic Springs concert on social. I don't see him as much as I see Joe. And
yeah,
I
Joe's everywhere,
both.
It seems like. Christian.
Justin's may have blocked me.
Christian, you didn't graduate high school, question mark? You're doing pretty well for yourself, though.
Really, no, I
did
not.
Proud of you.
Yeah, you really are. Did you get that leak fixed?
I did.
Nice.
Got somebody to do it.
Nice.
Here's one. Strength and Honor sounds like a fifth grade boys club house code. You know what? Yeah. Good enough for Gladiator. Yeah, Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Signed nerd.
So actually, for those that don't know, we discovered when doing Gladiator, which Justin Acri laughs at us, reviewing movies that are 25 years old, is that these are the things you learn, is that Russell Crowe came up with that, Roger, because his...
But one of us hasn't seen those movies.
That's right.
That's why we're watching them.
Yeah, and then
25 years, I never saw Gladiator. Wasn't something that I wanted to do. I'm used to just...
You never saw Shooter, and you still haven't.
I did. I saw enough of it to let you...
Poor effort.
I'm not telling you not to watch Shooter. I'm telling you I didn't like... Listen, I'm
not a big fan of it either, even though I've seen it like five times.
I can tell you how many sleeps that I had with it. What do you say about that, Bruce?
If I'm a defensive player right now, I'm chewing some ass on the offensive line.
No, we talked about that earlier, Bruce. I'm sorry.
Somebody says Strength and Honor on a Steve Qualls t-shirt I would wear.
No, there's no doubt. But there's no doubt.
Qualls-y?
But you know what you got to do? Is it going to be two swords or, as we say in Saline County, swords?
Sword.
and on the grip or whatever it's called, we have M&M.
Oh.
Is that our crest, MM?
Oh, I like the crest. We got to do a crest.
MM. Oh, there it is. So it's just swords. It's swords.
So it's swords, listen crest. To this. So somebody said, Christian, I grew up in Hazen.
Yeah.
Is that near Desar?
Yeah, about 15 minutes.
Listen to this. Cabot's 10th to 12th grade band will have over 200 people this year. That's more than the graduating class. Of high school, some high schools.
Yeah, that's more than the the six graduating classes.
All right, here we go. Conway class. This is a college. Conway class of 2018. Oh, no. Okay, I was wrong. Had 2,400 students, 10 through 12.
For some reason,
800 a class.
For some reason, I want to say we had 300, but I could be 200 off at Hot Springs.
Yeah, Hot Springs was always big.
Yeah.
This is from Rebecca. I'm a Gen Xer, and we called them annuals when I was in high school. That's what I'm used to it.
No, that's
somebody said,
I don't know what Gen I am. I don't think I'm Gen X, but I don't think I'm Gen Z either.
I get them all mixed up. Here's one. Christian is way past now, but for the record, I noticed on the ticker, 2026 Mrs. Arkansas Ava Weeks, just for what it's worth. It should be Miss.
Wow.
M-I-S-S.
I thought I put M-I-S-S. Did I not?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know. That's okay. Listen, you know what it shows? People are paying attention, man.
What do you say about that, Justin?
I
concur.
There was one in here I wanted to read about. It said, you guys are so amped up today, I can barely deal with y'all. You're talking over each other. And I said, you know what?
I'm sorry.
I said, you know what? Take a break. Yeah. Go back. Go do something. Yeah. Come back a little bit later. You know, we're high on life, and we're not apologizing.
We're high on life. I brought the show down with Jesse Coulter, but that was just to educate.
Somebody said, here it is. Y'all are too wired up this morning. You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we're wired on life.
We're wired on Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
The lady you had on mentoring young women.
Yes.
Just like Basil did for Roger since he was a little girl in Hot Springs. That is so good. Listen, I do identify as a woman when I go play golf.
My mother sent this in, and I didn't read it. And Uncle Buck sent it is. The thing Baz was searching
for. He said Buck.
Buck. The thing Baz was searching for in the 6 o'clock hour was circadian
rhythm.
Yeah, I think my mother started with an A.
Throws off your circadian rhythm.
That's the part about getting up.
Is that the right definition?
Yeah, that's like your internal clock.
Yeah. I need to have. Listen, cavemen woke up
fired
with
good
the sun. With the sun. Jessica doesn't
want to. So you're a caveman.
And pterodactyls flying into their caves.
Today was the latest day I've woken up since I probably started doing the show in 5 years.
What time did you wake up?
5:25.
Whoa.
No prep for the show.
I did it in 10 minutes. I sat down. I started pulling up all this stuff to have, and I didn't think of the car. You know what? Because I think I meant to send you. And something attracted, got my attention. I meant to send you a clip from IG this morning of pay the man his money.
Oh, wow. Any reason?
Teddy KGB?
Because it's pay the man his money. You know, anytime I see that clip, I got to send it to you. But it was an extended version of that. Where he actually goes, where he calls him, you mother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're checking it. You're checking it. I've never seen that.
Justin doesn't want us to review.
You've never seen Rounders?
Is that what that is?
Put it on the list.
No.
Put it on the list.
I didn't know what that was.
That's pretty good.
I thought the name of it was Paid the Man His Money. I did not know. I've seen more clips of that.
Okay, did you like that movie, Christian?
I like Rounders.
I thought that movie.
See, I just find more. I'm like Phil Elson. We find more joy in movies.
It's been like 15 years since I've seen it, but I remember liking it.
Pay the man his money. Yeah. And I tell you, he was a great jerk in that.
I think we're going to do the jazz singer next week.
Who was his
Al Jolson?
Who was his
the
partner?
The original.
Who was his partner in the movie?
Edward Norton.
Oh, Edward Norton is such a jerk.
Edward Norton's great actor.
That's so good. Edward Norton gets him in trouble. And so Damon has to come through and, you know, and help out.
Yeah, how many movies has Edward Norton...
What?
Nevin. Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hello, caller. That's you.
Yeah, we keep having a person call and then hang up.
Chris says, let's see. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to read some of our YouTube comments.
Go ahead.
Hank says, just north of... This is talking about when our radio signal drops, I guess. Yeah. Just north of Russellville, before you guys get to Clarksville, you guys drop completely.
Yeah, I heard a little... I was in Clarksville last night, and I heard it. I heard our signal in Clarksville last night. That's what somebody goes, it's sort of spotty. So I know some parts of Clarksville gets our signal.
Well, then, going 40 to Russellville, like I said, I'll listen to podcasts and things like that. You lose all signal of everything on my phone.
On Clarksville?
Going to Russellville.
You shouldn't to Russellville now.
I do.
No, well,
telling
there's
you.
There's no way.
Even past that.
You got a bad radio.
No. Yeah. I'm talking about on my phone.
You got a bad phone.
Your phone's got low T.
You got low T.
All right.
Phone's got low T.
I got low T.
Lucian says, Clarksville, home of the oldest annual Peach Festival.
Yes, the Peach Festival coming up. I don't know when that is. Yes.
By the way, Clint Sterner did not call yesterday for...
He did not.
For...
What?
Clint Sterner?
Oh, he didn't. He didn't. He's been
graffiti.
So good.
He did not call.
Roger needs him.
Well,
Roger
needs that thing.
My dog right here, K-Girl, she loves these tidbits. I'm telling you, they're big time.
They're big time tidbits.
Listen, Roger, is your tea back up?
No. I was talking to Samantha about that yesterday. I said, my hair is growing, but so is my breast. So I'm going to give up. I'm going to let go of the teat. I don't need that. And I'm going to let the hair do on its own. I'll do your infrared stuff like that. But after I pay too much money for these pills to let them go. So I'm going to continue to take them until they're
hair,
gone.
Hair, yes, but
you're
boobs,
low
no.
Tea, but you're high teat.
See, it's exactly what it is. So, I mean, it's promoting growth in both my hair
and my
teats.
I'm
already working out enough to try to combat that. So we heard the doc here last week. He said it would reverse, and we'll take that. If not, I'm going to go to Claire's in the mall and get me a training bra or something if I have to. Or I'll just start wearing a two-piece.
It's like Meatloaf in Fight Club.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple other messages. Go ahead. You got some more questions you want to read?
No, that was it.
Okay. Earl said, Roger, Jim Varney was not character played in Twin City. He played the Twin City Motors. I guess, you know, I get mixed up.
I thought Jim Varney was doing those commercials before he became big time.
I don't think it's the same guy.
No, there's two different guys.
Yeah, you're right. There's two different guys. Yeah, I think
Jim Varney was the guy.
Jim Varney was, but the local guy was not Jim Varney.
I've never seen him in anything.
The local guy
was
not Jim Varney.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jim Varney.
Ernest. What was the local guy's name?
I want to say Jim Varney did local commercials.
But you remember the local guy? You think he's Jim Varney?
I'm telling you, I've seen two different people.
I think he's
a
different dude.
A twin.
Maybe,
a motor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was in Arkansas.
He might have been, and he's still
alive.
Very good.
He's still alive?
I would be willing to bet. I believe
Jim
more.
Jim Varney?
Let me tell you this.
No,
Varney's dead.
Oh, yeah.
The local guy may be. I'm telling you, I believe I know more that Jim Varney did local commercials than I did that Jim 3 was the biggest of the two.
Yeah, I get you. I agree. He was all over the place locally.
Because he was a national talent that may have done those commercials because he did a twin, a city,
he was good.
A motor.
He was good, man.
And I want to say Jim Varney did it. Yeah. How else would I know Jim Varney?
I don't know.
We've
got to figure that out.
I've already done it. I figured it out for you.
Here's one that's... So Rebecca says, y'all pay no attention to the haters. It's been a great show today. Thank you, Rebecca.
Rebecca, you used to be one. You used to hate us, Rebecca.
Rebecca, she's working on that.
I'm telling you right now.
Put her in.
I say you have to give her the option. Rebecca, if you were given the opportunity to be in the Best Lister contest, would you make the trek up here to do it?
Graduated in 1989 from Mount Holly High. 15 people in class. Wow.
Whoa.
Imagine my shock at the first class at U of A. I'm going to tell you, anybody who went to a school in Mount Holly with 15 people in your graduating class, yeah, it's got to be crazy. It's got to be like, what? Are you kidding me? Atomic Hog says, I graduated from Cabot High School a long time ago. I was thinking we had about 190. I think now, oh, yeah, 600 to 700. That's exactly right.
That's crazy.
Let's see here. My graduating class was 38, and that was big. Yeah, I hear you. Razorbacks just landed a former freshman All-American from Kansas State, played left field. Yeah, I just retweeted. I just retweeted that. Batted 340 or 400. What was it? Projected first baseman. So that's probably the most high-profile transfer guy we've gotten, right? For the Razorback baseball team, we signed the UCA kid.
That
as far as from a playing level standpoint. Yeah, the kid at UCA is a good player. He'll probably be able to contribute too. But yeah, listen, he's getting busy, isn't he? Dave Van Horn is getting busy. Let's see here. Rebecca says yes in a heartbeat. Jim Varney was Jay Clampett in Beverly Hillbillies movie.
Oh, the remake. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. The guy that played Ernest, his real life brother, lived here in Little Rock and did commercials. Surely that's not his brother.
Who?
He's saying the guy that played Ernest, the one that we're talking about, his brother was the guy who did.
Well, Ernest was Jim Varney.
Well, whoever the local guy was,
Jim Varney's character in the Ernest Goes Camping.
John Hudgens was the local. John Hudgens, thank you. That's his name.
Jim Varney.
We worked through it. Good job,
Jim
everybody.
Jim Varney did national TV commercials, and if he didn't do Twin City, he did national car lots. I would swear by it. I will pay you $150,000 if
y'all,
he did not do car commercials around the country.
Someone says, y'all haven't talked over each other. Great show. Also, north of Clarksville is the Ozark Mountains. Maybe that's affecting. We got to get Roger's tee fixed and his phone fixed. I was in Leslie, Arkansas last week, and it was clear as a bell, the buzz was. Been listening since Magic 105. Thanks so much.
You're so kind.
From the 501. We appreciate
you're
that.
Top notch.
The actor you're thinking of is John Hudgens, the longtime television newsman. Newsman and political consultant, became famous in the Little Rock area during the 1980s and 90s as a spokesman for the big man for North Little Rock's Twin City Motors.
Okay.
Man, those were great spots.
He's a poor man's Jim Varney.
Yeah, that's
it. Is. Yeah. But I know Jim Varney did national commercials all over the country, and so you would use him like you would anybody else. Back in those days, you wanted to hire him to do your spot here, your spot in Louisiana, your spot in California, where we didn't get this long before cable, I believe.
Am I
100% right? I think so. Yeah,
he was a talented guy.
He was very talented.
And I guess, is John Hudgens still alive, y'all?
I hope so.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
I haven't seen. Now, the other one's dead. Varney's dead, right? You said
that. Yeah, he's...
What do you say about that, Raj?
RS is in the jackpot now.
When I put it out there like that, I know it is.
As we go to break, Jamie Atkins says, Roger, how dare you fall asleep during Shooter, one of the best action movies ever. The plot is so believable, knowing what we know about our government nowadays, Jamie Atkins. I'm very disappointed that Roger dozed off.
Listen, you know what?
He even missed the LeVon Helms. One of the great scenes in that movie. Maybe go back and watch it again.
It's Levi. No. I've seen the movie.
Nah.
I've seen it. It was a wonderful vehicle for.
Are you jealous of Wahlberg?
Yes, I'm jealous of Wahlberg. Absolutely. He plays me in the movie about my life. The first 50 years, anyway.
And then Denzel.
And then Denzel takes over at 51.
Nice. Yes.
But I've seen the movie. When he does his own wound.
It's not believable.
When he tries to give himself an IV,
I believe it.
With a bicycle needle,
it's amazing.
It doesn't work.
Those seals know what they're doing.
You can't
seals
stick that,
know what they're doing.
You can't stick that round needle
survival.
In your vein. I saw it, and I'm going to get you, sucker.
Someone said John Hudgens is still alive. I want to get John Hudgens on the show. Help us track down John Hudgens. Can we do that? Let's do that. Somebody help us.
Jamie and Atkins.
Help us back, John. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up.
We're going to let this hit the crescendo.
Hey, it's
Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bale. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's protection zone, get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Today, we tip our wrench to Rock Auto customer Noah.
My first car was a 2001 Dodge Neon with a blue wing, and it happened to match my high school sweetheart, who is now my wife, her black 2005. So my uncle has been in the industry for well over 25 years. He recommended Rock Auto immediately to buy my first set of brakes. I would recommend Rock Auto just because it's simple, it's easy to find the parts you're looking for, it's all at a good price. All the parts your car will
ever need. It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabin Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabin Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabinOutdoors.com.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at B.R. McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. B.R. McGinty,
yeah. Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Paid depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's
probably... Norm McDonald.
You don't get worse luck than that.
Yeah.
All right, 9:54. Phil Elson joins us. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey, feeling good today, Baz. How are yourself?
Not too bad. Fun, busy show today. What you guys have going on the zone today?
It's always a fun and busy show
yes,
on the zone.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Today we've got I Did Not See That Coming, which yes. is our second week that's brought to you yeah. by Moe's Burritos. It's kind of the thing that you don't see, which I did not see Oklahoma dominating.
No, that's a great
well
story. Love it. How about that? It just goes to show you. Just because you get hot, get the right matchup, bada boom, bada bing.
You just get into the tournament.
Yeah.
You can start speaking yeah. hey, weird so Italian hard. Then at some point.
Shout out.
Was that okay, Roger? Did I do that?
It's bada bing, bada bing. You almost sounded like a pay the man his money. The acting that you're doing and the British accent that you're doing. Shout out to Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union and a fellow Chinese buffet lover, Steve Brown. 51 in his graduating class of Augusta in 1980.
51. Very
51.
Nice.
Jeez.
And as, besides that?
Michael Cataldo talking about the Simmons Bank Championship
yes.
Over by Pleasant yeah, Valley. Eli Craner coming in. Susan Irwin Prowse. And Eat My Catfish, Aralee Seacrest. I mean, it truly is like an action-packed 3 hours.
Yes, I like it.
We needed to steal one of your hours.
Very busy. That's I like that. Squeezing the Duffer real quick. He wants to comment on the Shooter. You've seen the movie Shooter, Phil? Mark Wahlberg?
No, have not.
Shooter. Duffer, what's up? Duffer going once?
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, Duffer.
Duffer, go ahead.
Hey, Levon Helm may be in my favorite scene of the Shooter.
There's no question.
They'll be buried out there.
That's a good scene.
They'll be buried out there in Terra Lingua. How do you know? I still got the shovel.
I know. It's so good. I told Roger that scene is excellent.
I wish they had played that scene 10 minutes into the movie.
Roger fell asleep.
Like 06, maybe?
Yeah, 15 years ago.
And no, Levon Helm is
Levon Helm has the best scene in there because I didn't know it was Levon Helm. Thanks, Duffer. He is really, really good.
Well, as I'm watching it, I was frozen and thought, what am I doing?
So we go back. I heard Akreed Baggin on his. It was pretty funny talking about how we watch movies that are 25 years old. Boy, that Gladiator is a pretty good movie. Well, some of us haven't seen it.
I didn't give it a great review.
So have you seen this Charlton Heston movie? Yeah. He parts the sea.
But the other thing is, so many other people, listeners, have heard it, so they can also chime in. You know, so they give us their opinions.
Yeah, they
too.
Can throw in the That's little right. factoids we're, and stuff. Although Christian's got tons of factoids.
We're going to do a.
We
really,
don't watch them. The only reason we watch them is one of us hasn't seen that.
That's
movie
right.
That
well, at least one of us. But we're going to watch a really. Rare Stallone movie that most people don't know about. It's called Nighthawks.
Oh.
And it's
that's
got,
one of his originals. In fact, it might be the first.
One of the early ones. And
Billy Dee Williams. Rutger Hauer.
It's the ending.
The guy that plays the mob guy in Rock. Listen.
We got to make sure that, yeah.
With this and this and this. Because this is standing over there.
It's such a great
movie. I love when I get to see Raj do lines.
I know. Yeah, it's magical.
We want to do a one-man play at Murray's Dinner Playhouse of Nighthawks.
All right. Thanks for being here with us, everybody. Had a fun show today. We'll be back tomorrow in studio with another full show.
Award-winning
show. Don't go away, though. The Zone's coming up next. Everybody have a great day.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or get us